Dr. Mary Kimmel is a perinatal psychiatrist at UNC and the co-director of UNC's perinatal psychiatry program. She said perinatal mood disorders is an umbrella term that relates to mood and anxiety symptoms that occur during pregnancy or up to 1 year postpartum.
So originally, people thought pregnancy was protective, and then people realized that's not true, that, you know, there's a lot going on in pregnancy. And, you know, studies have shown that there is clearly an increase postpartum of women who require higher level of mental health services.
Kimmel said 1 in 5 women experience anxiety or depression during or post-pregnancy. Depression that occurs during pregnancy or within a year after delivery is called perinatal depression. While many women have a variety of mood symptoms in the aftermath of delivery, Kimmel said 80% of women feel postpartum blues or what is known as baby blues for a short time. However, these symptoms usually subside 1 to 3 weeks after delivery and should not be mistaken for postpartum depression. Postpartum depression occurs in up to 10% of births. According to UNC's Department of Psychiatry, it typically emerges over the first 2 to 3 months after childbirth, but may occur at any point after delivery. Symptoms of postpartum depression last for more than 2 weeks. Kimmel said depression after childbirth is a serious illness and can have significant and lasting impacts on the patient, infant, and family.
Moms deserve to be healthy for the baby, and healthy mom means healthy baby, but moms also deserve to be healthy because she deserves to be healthy, and she is a person, and a person who is navigating all these things and deserves help and support and deserves to feel good.
Kimmel said it's natural for women to experience changes in their feelings and mood during and after pregnancy, including feeling more tired, irritable, or worried. However, while mild mood changes during a pregnancy are common, mood symptoms can sometimes become severe enough to require treatment by a health provider. When looking at the likelihood of new or soon-to-be moms developing a perinatal mood disorder, Kimmel said there are several risk factors, including substance abuse, a family history of mental illness, a history of trauma, and inadequate social support from family and friends.
These are medical conditions that can run in families. We know all these risk factors across a population that that increase the risk of having, for example, a depressive episode postpartum. But even doing that, we can't predict on an individual level. But one of the strongest factors across a population is family history, which I think really points to that these are medical conditions, you know, that just like hypertension can run in families and diabetes can run in families, that postpartum depression can run in families.
Kimmel said it can be very difficult to recognize or admit feelings of depression or anxiety at a time when moms are supposed to be happy. Despite the stigma, she wants people to realize that perinatal mood disorders like postpartum depression are treatable medical conditions.
I think it's important to recognize that a lot of the treatments in terms of the medications we use, the therapy types we use, are the same evidence-based treatments that we use for other times in life, but that it is helpful to also have this understanding. I think women appreciate having kind of being able to talk about some of the unique things that are going on in terms of their, you know, figuring out becoming a parent and what that means to them. And, you know, often it brings up things about our own childhood and kind of thinking about what we want to do similar, what we want to do different. And so it's helpful to have those evidence-based treatments, but also the space to talk about kind of unique things that are going on in the perinatal period.
For more information on UNC's perinatal psychiatry program, visit med.unc.edu. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.